Hi, Brandy. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. My husband, a few months back, he got really, really sick, and I don't know if it was something he ate or whatever, but all of his life, he's been really regular when he goes to the bathroom. And since that happened, he may go several times a day. Sometimes he's afraid to pass gas because he might have an accident. And we've not changed our diet. We've not changed our supplements or anything, and so we don't know if it was connected to that. But is there anything he can take to kind of clean up anything that might have happened in his gut and get things regular again?
Well, one thing that's been around for a long, long time is oregano. Now, this is I'm recommending this from the point of view of getting rid of bad guy germs and leaving the good guy germs alone, and oregano has been known to do that. Best form is the oil, which burns in the mouth. So some really smart company out of Texas made a emulsified oregano oil tablet. I'm not kidding. It's a tablet. It does not melt in the mouth unless you hold it there for half an hour. But if you swallow it, it'll melt in the stomach. And then we have the oregano oil, and that will work its way through the guts. And it kills bad guy germs and just doesn't mess with the good guys. And that's why our ancestors were so big on oregano oil. They didn't know about bad and good guy germs, but they knew that it did them some good without doing any observable harm.
Who makes the tablet?
I believe it's Nature's Life, ma'am. But the health food stores, Ketoma Dispensary, the health food store, the... I'm sorry. No, it's not Nature's Life. I'm sorry. ADP? That's Biotics out of Texas. Finally got that one right.
They are a good company. Okay.
And one takes those at least one a day, and some people with a lot of trouble take them morning and evening and then back off as things get better.
Okay.
Now, of course, while you're working on getting rid of the bad guy germs, we got to put some good guy germs down there, so I assume you've already been using so-called probiotics?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, just keep that up.
Is there a one that you have at the dispensary that you would recommend that you consider a really good one for him, so I'm not guessing?
Have you ever heard of Dr. Ohira, O-H-I-R-A?
No.
Okay. He's a Japanese researcher. You can go online and read about him. And he was one of the original probiotic researchers. And I'm not saying that his are super wonderful, better than everybody's, but I am saying that they are very, very good. And so you can read about Dr. Ohira online. And his line is carried now in most natural food stores, again, Ketoma Dispensary, and also the compounding pharmacies. And they're over the counter. They're not a prescription. They're over the counter. Okay. One other thing, though. Every once in a while, this doesn't work. Why? Because if the problem is due to a fungus, namely Candida, Candida, unfortunately, is not susceptible to antibiotics, and the probiotics won't crowd it out. So if what I just mentioned to you, which is frequently effective, if it isn't, then he might want to get himself checked for Candida. Test for Candida that's very, very simple. We don't have to turn in a stool specimen or anything like that. Instead, we urinate in a little test tube, and Candida puts out some unique excretory metabolites, let's call them, that the human body makes very little of. So if we find a whole bunch of those excretory metabolites in the human urine, it didn't come from the human, it came from the Candida living up there in the gut. And we are, so many of us are susceptible to Candida just simply because when antibiotics were first invented, 1950 or something, they were handed out left, right, and all over the place, and nobody ever heard of the word probiotic until about 1970. And so many of us have had Candida living down in our guts since we were children, and for whatever reason, it decides to multiply at a different time during life, and then it can give you trouble. Like you're having. But I wouldn't start with that, ma'am. I wouldn't start with that. I'd start with the very, very simple things I mentioned to begin with, and then maybe if it doesn't work out, get checked for Candida.
Okay. Now, how much of the oregano oil, it'll say on there how much to give him twice a day?
Oh, no. It just comes in one tablet, and I'd use that once or twice a day, ma'am. And by the way, I'd use it with food. Let it go down there with the food, please.
Okay. Okay, this is great. I'm so excited that we are finally going to maybe find some help here.
Well, I'd say you've got a pretty good chance. It doesn't work every doggone time, and that's when we move on to checking for Candida and other stuff. But it does work a lot. And one of the things we got to respect is that, I keep saying this, All of our ancestors were just about as smart and just about as dumb as we are as a group. And the smart ones figured out about oregano about 2,000 years ago, and it still works, but you're not going to hear about it from the people who went to medical school as I did, because I never heard about it in medical school because they don't teach that stuff because it isn't approved by you-know-who.
Right, exactly. So how long, like if I get him started on this right away, within maybe a week or so, we should maybe start seeing some improvement, you think?
Yes, ma'am. I'd say some improvement within a week to 10 days if you're going to see it, yes.
I would
say
complete
improvement,
but
some. You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And thank you for calling and getting the word out to everybody about things we can do